Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, podcast to listen to, Spin's Kitty Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things, Kitty?
Oh, good. Are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. There's plenty of new releases. I know the weather is good and maybe people are thinking, oh, I want to try and spend the evenings outside. But if you're looking for something to grab your attention for a little bit of time, this is what you've recommended our movie of the week.
Isabel died in November. She was just the love of my life.
Her voicemail's for her dead sister.
You gotta tell her.
No. This is her way of healing.
This is dumb, but I have this fantasy that someone's gonna come and sit down next to me. Like, I'm Meg Ryan. We lock eyes. Then it happens.
Sorry, is this seat taken?
Voicemails for Isabel.
I've heard about this.
A heart jerker. Bawled myself to sleep last night watching this. Bawled. Like, I'm surprised I didn't come in with the biggest giveaway raccoon eyes. It's a rom-com. It just landed to Netflix. They'd been teasing it for a bit, so I had it actually the little bell alert on. So I was like, oh, it's here. And it came this weekend, just in time for me to get back from all the gallivanting of the weekend. And oh my goodness, so emotional. I would say it's a cross between The Fault in the Stars and My Sister's Keeper. So as you heard there, it's kind of the tale of these two sisters grow up probably about a year apart. And it's the first half is kind of their love story. Her sister, her younger sister, is sick. She's got cystic fibrosis. So she spends a lot of her time at home. She can't really get out. And she kind of lives vicariously through her older sister, Jill, who comes home telling her all the tales, her first kiss and the fallouts and the dances and everything that goes wrong. And then she goes off, Jill goes off, and she gets her first new job. She's out of college. She's a trainee chef. She's in this new kitchen. She's been put through hell, as they do in the start. And she's ringing home to her sister all the time. And she's sick, but she's still living in her hometown. She's moved away to another city. And she's kind of having this homesickness of, I'm away, but I have to start my life. But her sister's really encouraging her. And then she gets the phone call. Her sister has died and everything is pulled from under her. She feels so guilty for being away, but she starts leaving these voicemails to her sister to try and continue her life. She continues the dating scene. She continues her job. She stays away in the city. She does it, but she's telling her sister all of these mad tales. Only things you tell your sister, thinking nobody's at the other end of the phone because her sister has died. But her sister's number has been transferred to another phone. She doesn't realise, and it's to this guy, Wes, his new work phone, and he gets his new phone. It goes
on. So he's getting this whole Dear Diary entry.
Yeah, he's getting these, and he kind of just starts, curiosity gets him, he starts listening, which maybe he shouldn't be, but he starts to actually fall for this girl that he doesn't know. He kind of works it out, which is probably a wee bit creepy, but he works out where she is, finds her, goes there. They kind of get, the second half is kind of their love story until she realises this unicorn that came out of nowhere actually came out of somewhere. He kind of knew where she was, but it's such a lot. It's actually one of the best rom-coms I've seen since I don't even know what I would put it next to,
right?
But it's the best I've seen in years.
It's worth it. Really, worth your time.
Oh my god, from the first 15 minutes I was hooked, had the phone put away, didn't want distractions, and bawling.
That's Voicemails for Isabel
on Netflix
out this week. This is your new series if you're looking for something to get stuck into.
My name is David Burrows. Currently serving the life sentence for killing my little boy. The thing is, I didn't do it.
I need to show you something. I think Matthew's alive.
If Matthew's out there, I'm gonna find him and bring him home.
When did you decide to break out of prison?
So that's I Will Find You. Also on Netflix.
This sounds that I have this on my list. I'm dying to watch this.
So I downloaded this yesterday and I binged. I've only two episodes left, and the only reason I haven't watched them is because the bus stopped in Bussara last night and I had to get out. And honestly, that's the only reason. If this is one of those that you're going to say, one more, because every episode, like Harlan Coben's always
does. Oh, it's Harlan Coben, right.
It's Harlan Coben. So it's his newest. Yeah, I love his as well. And you kind of know when it's there. It's number one. Both of those now are currently top number ones on Netflix, and they only landed about 2 days ago. Very addictive. So this one is, you just heard, a man breaks out of prison. He's been in prison for 5 years, wrongfully in prison for murdering his own son. But he doesn't even think that for the first 5 years. He gets no visitors because what happens is his son was beaten to death over the course of a night, and he wakes up to going in to trying to wake up his son, realizes he's been beaten to death, but so badly beaten that they can't identify him. But he has night terrors, so he's set up that it was him in his night in his sleep, and he just doesn't remember. He's imprisoned. He believes it because he can't remember, and it's night terrors. He's like, okay, I do have night terrors. And then his sister-in-law comes. She's played by Britt from Severance. I don't know if you watched it, red-haired girl. So she comes in, Britt Lower. She comes in and says, I found this photo on Facebook. My friend put it up. Look at the background. And it's his son, what he would look like now, 5 years later. He's this really distinctive birthmark. And something clicks in both of them that actually... we just kind of believed everything that happened because we were so traumatized at the time. Yeah. And he says, I knew I would never have done that to my son. So I knew that. And so they start kind of coming to terms with this. A hit is put out on him once they, whoever set this up realizes that he has got a little bit of an inkling that something's not right. And word gets out that he got his first visitor in 5 years. A hit's put out on him in prison. The prison warden was best friends with his father, so he is trying to protect him, helps him break out of prison. Prison break happens, it all kicks off from there. He's trying to find out what happened, who took the son, because they believe the son's still alive, why did it set them up.
Murder mystery, who did it?
Everybody's involved. So many twists, turns, cliffhangers. You're going to want to keep watching.
Coben stuff. Fool Me Once was a big one.
Yeah.
Stay Close.
Yeah.
Safe, I think, is one of the older ones as well.
Yeah, he's the gift that keeps on giving. And you know what you're going to get with these as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you're stuck into it.
And also, they're also a bit like as if, but also, you can't. Stop. Eight episodes, about 30 to 45 minutes, the average.
Super.
And yeah, give yourself the night because you're not going to stop.
So this is I Will Find You.
I Will Find You on Netflix right now. 8 episodes, just landed. Number one, so it'll be just sitting there waiting for you.
If you don't want to be stuck inside for a movie or a new series, maybe you want to get out and about and you're looking for something to listen to.
Like when you go through heartbreak.
Yes.
It is hellish.
It's the worst thing
you
in the world.
You can't eat, you can't sleep, you feel horrendous. Again, abandoned. You feel abandoned and you don't feel good enough and you feel like you've been left for something better or whatever it is, obviously. And then what makes it even worse is I feel like the world was then looking at me, laughing at me.
Wow.
I felt like everyone thought, Do you know what I mean? And not my fans. Like my fans were like, we love you. We'll fight to your corner no matter what. But I felt like everyone, I felt embarrassed. I felt horrified. It was awful.
How do you stay sane through that?
I didn't.
That's Jamie Lang's Great Company, and he's there with Perry Edwards from Little Mix fame. And she's talking about, what she has not talked about before, the breakup with Zayn back in the day and the fallout of that and how she was going through the biggest breakup ever and the world was watching and she felt like they were laughing at her. He was moving on with Gigi Hadid at the time. The whole pillow talk came out. She was in the video. It was about Perry. They were engaged and he just moved on. And Jamie is one of these hosts that nearly...
It's the Great Company podcast.
Podcast.
It's very good.
It's very good. And he nearly therapizes each other. Like both him and the guests kind of go through this thing and they're kind of just getting out everything out of their system. And I kind of like that because it's kind of like what we do with our friends. Like I feel like we both kind of, you know, you just kind of back and forth give each other. And so it disarms people. And I've said this, I love a podcast with somebody like him there that everyone that comes on seems to feel disarmed.
Yeah.
And so they will go a little bit deeper. And so the likes of Perry also goes into Jesse Nelson, that big breakup. So it's a lot. There's a lot of, but he's great guests, loads of great guests.
This is one of the more standout now episodes though.
This is also one of the more recent ones. It was only last week and she just got married. So it's probably timely that they put out this episode. But this is one of the more recent ones. He also has the likes of Vogue and Joanne who also, but like, you know, he's all the guests, but he also has, you know, psychologists and businessmen because he'd be kind of in the business. He's the McVitie's family, actually his. He always says his lifelong dream is to get that back into the family. So it there's actually quite a mix of guests. And he also most recently had one of the breakout stars from Wednesday, you know, the Addams family.
Yeah.
And even just talking about how she was 300 followers one morning. She's actually the most recent. That was just like on Wednesday. I've just started that episode. And she went 3 days later after it landed, she had 5 million followers. And just talking about how you would even go
from
about
300.
That. So even he has kind of the new up and coming stars. And then obviously he's made in Chelsea fame, so he has access
Jamie
to all
Lang,
of the UK's
Great Company,
kind of
Perry Edwards
realities
podcast episode. If you're looking for that, this is where I'm going to spend my evening tomorrow.
Just ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July 'cause baby you're a fire.
Katy Perry in Malahide tomorrow evening. I'm actually jealous. Really looking forward to this.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I saw her years ago.
Did you? I've never seen her.
No, I was young. I was probably like 16, SSC Arena, and it was brilliant. I remember kind of going thinking, oh, I don't know, and being there like, wow.
Yeah.
She came out with a big Trojan horse on the stage.
Well, Justin Trudeau over there. That's what I want to know.
Oh, I hope so. But like with her also, she's got a lot of celebrity friends. You never know, but she's, I have to say, brilliant live. So you're in for a treat with her. She hasn't been here also in about 5 years.
Yeah.
So like it's been a while.
I don't think
people.
I've ever heard really talk about
she
her.
She is sold out,
recent.
I guess.
She's
for that
I would
reason.
Have thought that. Yeah. She's only doing one night.
She's only doing one night. And yeah, so she's in Malahide Castle. So you'll have to plan your way back and forth there because it can be kind of that kind of way inclined. But sunny evening, Malahide Castle, you can't great. Get better.
No.
And with firework and hot and cold and you know,
it's
like.
Only a pity it's a Wednesday night. That's the problem.
It's a Wednesday. It's a school night, but it's a school night on the Leaving Cert ends today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's Leaving Cert weather and we deserve it. So go and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about it.
You don't need to tell me twice, Katie. Lewis Capaldi as well as tonight, isn't
and
it?
And yes, he's back. He's back tonight, tomorrow in Dublin. He's in Marley Park. He's also in Limerick on Friday. Again, Lewis, a lovely one to come back because he was away for so long. He obviously did. He did do some in the three arena just at the end of last year. But a lot of people still haven't seen Lewis in years and are dying to see him. And, you know, he kind of had his little break there, so it's so nice to see him back into good. The big crowds.
Still tickets
outdoors,
for that, I think.
Still tickets for that, and yeah, go sing your heart out, belt out those anthems,
absolutely fully intend to. Katie Gallagher from Spin, thanks a million, Katie, as always, for joining us here for this Tuesday afternoons. Don't miss
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk, conversation that counts.